Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to the 25th Little Yellow Bird podcast. Hello, how are you? You look all right. You sound all right. You must be all right. My name is John Rogers and with me is Dan
Brigham.
I lied. Why did I lie, Dan?
Because you said I'm with you, but I'm only with you in an audio sense because we're not together, are we?
We're not together. Not no. In any way, shape or form together.
I don't know where you are, actually. You could be locked away anywhere. You could be in Jake Humphrey's cupboard.
I'm next door.
But you're in Mulbarton, aren't you?
I am. Well, don't give away my bloody where I live. Fucking hell. Yes, I am. I might be. Don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, no. I don't know why.
And you're in Londonium, aren't you?
I am. I'm in a glamorous Travelodge in Twickenham.
Not Premier Inn?
No, Travelodge is much cheaper.
Yeah.
And Travelodges have a bottle opener attached to the side of their desks.
They don't fuck around in a Travelodge.
No, which is quite a classy little addition, I think.
And it has a condom.
I don't think Premier Inn has those.
Oh. They drink wine in Premier Inns.
Yeah, do they?
I think so. Well, Lenny Henry does.
Lenny Henry loves a bit of wine.
Yeah. So, basically, to answer this question with a simple yes or no, do we have the equipment to have a three-way?
Have a three-way, we need to be together, don't we? But we do not have any equipment to do fun things like we normally do, such as the adverts or stuff like that. So yeah. We're just going to talk about our usual gubbins, play Dan versus John.
Yeah.
We're going to read out your top 10 tweets as ever.
Cool.
But we won't have our usual little sound effects gubbins, unfortunately. And we'll be back to normal next week, though, because we will be together again.
Exactly. So, should we do Home and Away then?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Norwich City Games, a Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, Home and Away.
So, what on earth happened? Now, we've been away for a couple because of logistics.
Yeah.
We've been away from each other. So, we haven't had a good chance to talk about what's happened over the last 2 weeks, really.
What did happen the week before? We lost to Swansea, didn't we?
It was dreadful, yeah.
I missed that entirely because I was at a wedding.
Oh,
thankfully.
Yeah, you were, weren't you? It was really, really poor. Really poor. I can't remember a shot.
I don't think we should talk about it or dwell on it much because there's been a bit of positivity since Saturday when we drew with Manchester City.
Well, that's the thing,
we haven't
had
a lot of positivity this season, have we?
I was thinking earlier on this today about what the Manchester City fans must have thought of us because there wasn't many of them and they were very quiet the whole game. But think, oh, fucking hell, Jesus Christ, they got a 0-0, look at them. We were going mad over a 0-0, weren't we?
They got a lot of stick for not turning up, didn't they? But it was 12:45 kickoff. It was £50, and it's a really long way. So
yeah, but they're arseholes. Who cares about them?
I can kind of understand. But no, cheers for big cheers for a point, which is quite rare, but it also shows the crowd, despite being generally quite quiet in recent months, are still, the majority of them are still far way behind the players and the manager. I think,
oh, definitely.
Because the way, you know, if it was like the Houghton era, if we just got a point at home, very rarely would we have got massive cheers. They may well have been ironic, but that, you know, we wouldn't have got proper, proper cheers. So it does feel, it feels like the crowd are behind the players, and the players played as if they really, really don't want to go back down to the Championship as well.
One thing was really around me. There was instantaneous standing ovation for Patrick Bamford when he hit the bar. Like, people around me just stood up. I was one of them. I just stood up and had to applaud, because it was just, that's the first kind of like positive thing we've seen for quite a while.
Well, I think, as you wrote in the things we sort of learned, we haven't had a lot to cheer about since we were 3-1 up against Liverpool, have we? So we'll take anything, essentially.
And from that point onwards, it was non-stop singing noise and the referee. We got on the referee's back with a little play on, you know, hurry up, John Ruddy thing that was happening. It was good fun. It really enjoyable. A 0-0 enjoyable.
Yeah, I think I put this on Twitter and no one contradicted me. I think that's our first 0-0 since we drew with Birmingham 0-0 after the defeat to Brentford really early on in Alex Neil's career at Norwich, I think, isn't it? I can't think of any others.
Who cares?
Yeah, no, but no, it was great. It was great.
I loved it.
My throat's a bit funny. I'm just going to take a swig.
A what?
A swig.
Oh, what was it? It's not fizzy, is it? Because people don't want to hear you going.
No, there won't be any accidental birds. Birching. Belching.
Birching. What's that? Birching. So, why did we keep a clean sheet?
Well, I don't think we played any better than we did against Chelsea or Leicester. I think essentially we made two defensive errors in each of those games, all three of those games, but we were punished by Leicester and punished by Chelsea for those defensive errors, but we weren't punished by Man City. And that's not a criticism, because any defence is going to make, you know, at least a limited number of defensive errors against those attacks of Leicester, Chelsea, Man City.
Manchester City made a massive mistake when, you know, the Dorans chance. And we just didn't take it. That was kind of the difference, wasn't it?
Yes, essentially. So, but yeah, neither of us took our chances. Whereas recently, when we play the top teams, they've been really clinical. Leicester and Chelsea have been really clinical, and Manchester City weren't that clinical. So you could argue we've got that little bit of luck that maybe we were missing before. But also, we weren't clinical as well. As I say, Dorans. I mean, it's never an easy chance from outside the area, but he should at least have got it on target, and it really opened up for him. In fact, he probably could have taken another touch.
He could have sat on it, to be honest.
He could have sat on it, couldn't he?
For a little while, and then passed it to someone else.
Just waited for Gary O'Neill to catch up with him, because Gary O'Neill can do no wrong.
It's true, at the moment
Saturday.
He can.
He was heroic, wasn't he?
Although he didn't headbutt anyone in the teeth, did he?
No, he didn't, no.
That's what was missing, I thought.
Yeah.
Just a quick headbutt into someone's tooth and make his head bleed.
Do you he bounces around a lot, O'Neill, doesn't he?
Yeah, every time he gives away an obvious foul, he's like jumpy, because
he's
referee.
Like Zebedee, isn't he? Zebedee was the bouncy one, wasn't he?
I don't know, didn't watch it. Mm. Kicked him, Gary, but that wasn't a foul, bouncy.
Yeah, bouncing and jumping. He's fun, he's sort of full of energy, isn't he? Which is pretty remarkable, considering he's probably one of our oldest started players, isn't he?
I think he's 32. I think he'd be a really good mime, because when the referee blows the whistle, he overreacts like a really shit actor. Yeah, you can't be still like John McEnroe after it. You just elbowed him in the face.
He's
Gary.
Proper Amdram, isn't he? Yeah. He'll be on stage at the Arts Centre or Madam Market Theatre anytime soon. Not that, you know, any of the actors at Madam Market are particularly Amdram. I'm sorry, where they are. But you can imagine him in a soap, can't you? Just flailing his arms everywhere.
I will say, Dan, we've got a decent audience, but I don't think the Madam Market Amdram is our target audience. I'm not too sure. But
I don't know. I think we're pretty accepting of everyone, aren't we?
Oh, of course we are, but I don't think people are accepting of us.
Apart from po-faced wankers, who we're not accepting of particularly. But I don't think that's our clientele either. Clientele? God, it makes it sound a bit sordid now, doesn't it?
I like it. Anyway,
John Ruddy's save for Aguero's drive was... a lot of people gave it a bit of praise. I thought it was genuinely world class, the way he got down incredibly quickly. It was a very powerful drive, and so a lot of goalkeepers would have got to it, but probably have just pushed it into the bottom corner, whereas Ruddy managed to save it. And I think he's lost a bit of weight, don't you think, since he was kicked out of the team, since he got into that little fight in Tombland? Maybe he's just training as a bit of a ninja, you know, so he can get away with fighting on in Tombland with people who got their cameras around.
The John Ruddy weight loss. I'll get it next week.
For next week,
I agree.
Back, isn't he?
I agree. Is that good enough for you? Do you want more?
No, that'll do.
Yep, good.
I like it when people agree.
You broke out then. Say that again. Oh, no. Okay. So I'm going to fill why Dan until Dad comes back. Dan. I sound like Alan Partridge. Dan. He's not. Oh. Hello? Okay, he's fucked off. I'm going to press the button again. This could mean his Wi-Fi had gone. He did warn me before. He's only paying for £10. And he wasn't going to pay any more. So that could be the end of the podcast. Okay, I am ringing him again, but it's not connecting. Fucking thing. All right, well, I'll pause it here then. Bye. Hello, we're back. Dan, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Good. How much did it cost?
£3 for 24 hours.
That's not bad.
It's all right. It's free for 30 minutes.
So you used up your free?
No, I had it because I was in the hotel yesterday as well. So I had I had it from last night as well, which is interesting as well, isn't it?
Very
for the
interesting.
People listening, very so interesting.
What were we talking about before you just...
John Ruddy being good.
Yeah, weight loss.
Training as a ninja, I think.
Ninja, yeah, we've done that.
We covered the ninja topics. Gary O'Neill, Johnny... Oh, tell you what I liked when Redmond, and we'll talk about him later, I guess, when we talk about the next game. When he had to go off, everyone feared that Towson would be pushed out to the right, but that didn't happen.
No.
So it does seem to have dawned on Alex Neil, and I'm sure he realised this before anyway, that Towson needs to play centrally. Sort of, he's the hub of everything good about Norwich, I think.
Well, why don't we talk about it really now about Nathan Redmond? Because it's kind of...
Yeah, go on then, we're here. Blah, yes. Then, so talk about him, John.
So he's out. Ankle ligaments popped, and I don't think he'll ever play in a Norwich shirt again.
Even if we stay up. I think he will if we stay up. I can't see any suitors coming in for him, really, but I can see Premier League teams coming in for him if we're in the Championship.
I can see him being a replacement to the chap from Southampton. Mane, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay.
Because he's going to go to Manchester United.
Yeah, maybe. Southampton were keen on him before, aren't they? So.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, it's the kind of... Because although, you know, I mean, he's clearly had a brief since he's been brought back in to just attack, and not really worrying about tracking back, which obviously cost us against Swansea. Mm. But he's been effective, I think. He has scared defenders. Defenders have backed off him, and he's been... sort of a constant threat, so we'll miss him.
He had a fantastic game against Chelsea, I think it was.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Really good game.
One of the best sort of individual performances by a Norwich player this season.
Don't go over the top, bloody hell.
Well, there aren't many.
True.
To choose from.
So the good positive thing about it, that I think that Olsen is going to stay at left back and Brady might push up forward now.
What, Brady on the right?
No, Brady on the left, and then Jarvis on the right. That's where Jarvis played most of the Man City game.
Yeah, that's true.
Naismith can go on the right.
Yeah, well, I imagine that's what it probably will be, because Jarvis was... I mean, I'm not really a big Jarvis fan anyway.
I think he's
a bit one-note, a bit sort of one-dimensional, and also he was pretty poor at West Ham, and he played on the right a lot at West Ham. Well, you know, the majority of his career at West Ham was on the right. I reckon he'll go Naismith probably, but then he was pretty poor when he used to play for Everton on the right under Moyes.
Mm.
So I don't know. A few people saying Pinto. What do you reckon about Pinto on the right?
He's got the pace, hasn't he?
I was talking to you earlier about people have asked him, about five people now have asked me today what I think of the idea of Pinto being on the right.
And what do you think, Daniel?
Well, I don't know why people are asking. You get asked stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
As if nice. People think we have sort of more of an insight into football.
Daniel, we do. You know we do. We know everything. Ask me a question about anything, I'll give you an answer for it. Go on, ask me a question.
Siri's just come on my phone.
Who?
Siri has.
Oh, dear.
Just talking too loudly. What do you think of Pinto on the right, John?
All right.
Yeah. better than on the left.
I guess. Better up front, I guess, too.
Yeah.
It's not a goalkeeper, I know that.
No, I don't think he has been.
He's no goalkeeper.
No. He'd do a job central midfield, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there we go then. Should we do tweets?
Yeah, let's do top 10 tweets.
Okay then. Da, 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 da,
so,
da.
As usual, we asked if Norwich's draw with Man City was a film, which film would it be? I have to say...
rubbish.
People who respond to us...
rubbish.
Respond in their droves when we lose. Not so much when we get a positive result.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What does that say about Norwich City fans? They're all horrible people.
Maybe people find it easier to be funny and punny when bad things have happened.
Talking of being funny, really quickly, your internet's rubbish and you start to sound a little bit like Cher on that Believe song.
All right.
Which is really good.
No, my internet's fine. I'm just doing that.
Oh.
I've got a vocoder on my laptop.
We'll call that the podcast.
Vocoder on my laptop sounds like an early 2000s indie song, doesn't it?
Vocoder on my laptop.
Franz Ferdinand, probably. But anyway, so yeah.
When are we going to talk about my album, by the way?
After the top 10 tweets.
Okay, I'll get ready for it.
Yeah. Okay, number 10.
10.
Adam at Adam Connor goes for A New Hope. Okay, because, you know, not funny, but solid start to the proceedings. Number 9.
The Star Wars New Hope.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, New Hope, because we drew and
that's not the film is called Star Wars, not New Hope, so it doesn't work whatsoever.
Okay. Number 9, Richard Freezer, Eddie the Eagle. A valiant effort, but we all know it ended in failure. Like a lot of my post-podcast post-bad reply. I can't say it.
That's always difficult, isn't it?
Podcast post-bad replies, says Dickie Freezer. Number 8 is Cold Canary. Cock. Canary Alley, who says Bravo 00.
I think that's quite good. I have to admit.
Good one. What do you mean you have to admit? You sound surprised.
No, but because she's rubbish in these normally.
Yeah, you.
I am horrible to her. Because I always like in trying to encourage her to be funny, and that's actually a really good one. I'm
not
surprised.
Everyone can be as funny as you, though, John.
Yeah. I don't think that she wrote that. She doesn't. I don't think she listens to it either because she knows that she'll never ever be in it.
Say a word that she has to tweet us.
Okay. If you are listening to this, say the word coconut to me.
Okay. That's just for you, Canary Alley, at Alia62Alia. Number 7, Joe Level, at Joe Level. Avengers Assembly. Assembly? Assembly? How do you say that? Assemble. Avengers Assemble. Assembly.
That's amazing. Assembly.
Assembly, is it not? I don't know.
No, Assemble.
I am half French, you know.
Assemble, that's
Avengers,
it.
Avengers Assembly.
It's the French version.
Some overpaid
Hello,
stars.
I am Iron Man. Go on, carry on.
Iron Man. Some overpaid stars turn up for 90 minutes and are generally quite disappointing. I guess that's about Man City, not Norwich.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number 6, Phil Withall at Phil_Withall. Spartacus. They all stood up as one and the Man City Empire realised they were not all powerful.
Nice.
And possibly communal bath scenes as well. Number 5 from John fucking Punt, who hasn't been on the top 10 for a little while. Welcome back, John fucking Punt. He's gone for extremely loud and incredible close, as closer, with a K.
Nice.
Okay, should be incredibly, but it's very closer. And it wasn't that loud, but better than usual.
Nice.
So John, number 4, Mark at Mark 1603.
I thought this would be number 1, but carry on.
Oh, you've seen this one, have you?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it is good. Closer encounters of the hard grind.
Nice.
Which is very good.
Again, closer with a K.
Yes, closer with a K and E. Encounters with an E. Number 3, Dick.
What do you mean, closer with an E?
Encounters with an E, I said.
Yeah.
I was being funny.
Oh, sorry.
That's how you spell it.
God. I was being funny.
Number 3, Mick Dennis at Mick Dennis Real.
The Mick Dennis?
The Mick Dennis.
He won't listen either, I promise you. No one listened. He won't listen. So again, Mick, if you're listening, say the word.
What word can he say?
Monkey.
God's wallop.
If you'd heard this, Mick, say monkey to me.
Monkey penis.
Monkey penis.
Yeah. Number 3, Much Ado About Nothing. Is good?
Oh, that's quite good, isn't it? I like that.
Yep. You sound surprised?
Yeah, I am surprised. You're starting to get really shit quality, but it's all right.
Okay, is this better?
Yep, it's better. You go. Yep, keep going.
Okay, number 2, on the same theme from Rich at Twitchit.
I believe.
Who is obviously
Sorry.
He's gone for good nil-nil hunting. Good nil-nil hunting.
Yeah.
Very good. That's excellent. Number one from Matt Werman at Matt Werman, Sweet Home Alabamford.
Nice.
Which is great.
Can I just say, again, you've gone really, really crappy, so you might have to restart whatever you're doing.
Okay, should I switch off and call you again?
Yeah, I'll leave on and you just ring straight away. I'll fill.
Okay.
Wait, there you go, he's hung up. I'm sorry, Matt. That was your moment of glory, and we kind of always ring in already. That was quick, and you lost it, and he ended up with piss over shoes. So, oh God!
Ooh.
You're right.
Excuse me. Yes.
That's still not great. You paid £3 for this.
I know. It was the same as earlier.
You're bare. You're back now.
Same one as earlier. £3.
I'm just saying. I feel sorry for Max. It's his moment of glory, and it kind of went all wiggly woggly. Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you not hear? Matt Werman, Sweet Home Alabamford.
Nice. Very good.
Which is very good.
Actually, there's quite a good level today. It's quite a good level of pun and some different ideas coming in.
Yes, not just puns, but sort of intelligently thought out ideas.
Yeah. I saw a couple that were rubbish. Like, someone said Schindler's List. So
yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I said why, and then someone said...
I don't think you should ask why when people
yeah, but I got angry. And why? And he went, oh, because rubbish or something. And Liam Neeson's in it.
Oh, because he thought Liam Neeson looks like Tim Closer.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Mm.
So there we go.
I can see that. Yeah. So there you go. There's your top 10. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. It's good fun.
Yeah, and particularly you.
Not you. You.
The one, over there.
Him. Or her.
So do you want to talk about your album, John?
Yeah, go on then. I'll be as quick as possible. I have an album coming out. Please buy it. It's got lots of songs on it. 10 of them.
When's it out, John?
Monday. This Monday
this
coming.
Monday?
Yeah.
Wow. You can go, and if you're listening to this on Monday, it's out today.
Yeah. Yeah, why haven't you bought it by now, you idiot? It's good, isn't it? You've heard it.
No.
Shh, just pretend.
I've heard two songs. I assume they're on it. They were very good as well.
You've heard it, haven't you? All of it.
Yeah, no, all of it. It's groundbreaking.
I would say it's groundbreaking.
Seminal.
Yeah.
It's a trailblazer, the sort of most in a long tradition of British trailblazing music, from the Beatles to Pink Floyd to John Rogers.
Yeah. How many times did you laugh on it?
Well, listening to it.
Yeah. On purpose, obviously. I made you laugh, not just like...
it's better than any sort of Spike Milligan audio tape you can buy.
And how many times did you cry on listening to it?
Every other song, because you don't want too many sad songs.
No,
just every other song is a sad song, then a happy song.
So there you go. It's called Beautiful Nonsense. You can go to johnrogersmusic.com to buy it, or it'll be on iTunes and it'll be on Google Play.
And
I'm not very good at this sort of thing.
Are you giving away? You're giving away.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
So for people who are on Patreon, and if you're not on Patreon supporting us, then please do, because we're going to try and do lots more things. We just need some money to do it. And we have
Patreon
to
pay. For anyone who does.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now is the Pay little crowdsourcing thing, and people, was it 45 people now, have very kindly donate monthly to us to keep the show and the website going.
You can give like 60p a month or something, and it all goes into our pot, so we can spend on bills and other things. And so on the 1st of April, I'm going to give away 2 copies of the album to whoever's on Patreon. That's new people.
So 2 copies,
old people.
One copy to 2 people?
Yeah.
As in one, instead of one person getting 2 copies.
Yeah, I'm just going to send 2 copies to the people. One just to hold and one to listen to.
Excellent. And were you going to choose them at random, or did they have to...
Completely random.
Okay.
And I'll do another competition for people who don't want to give us money as well next week.
Okay.
That's but only good. One copy for that.
Yes. So there's it's a little exclusive competition to our very lovely Patreon donators.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That is good. And there's a couple of football songs in it, isn't on the album, but it's mostly sort of your own.
There's more
wanking around, isn't it?
Yeah, most there's a girl from 1, 2, 4, 5, 4 music and football songs.
Out of the 87 songs you put on there, I mean, 80, it's a long album.
It's 86 now. I took one off, it was just too long, so I brought it down to 86 songs.
So it's down to under 10 hours.
Under 10 hours, yeah. It's still I can still get it on one CD, which is really good.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the days of vinyl, you'd have needed a hexagon, really, wouldn't you? nice. Cool. Well, that's good. So it's out on Monday, and everyone go buy it, and I'll pretend to buy it as well.
But don't pretend to buy it. Just make sure you do buy it.
Who is that in the distance?
It's people coming home.
Right.
Yeah, I have people who live with me.
Okay. Is that Jake Humphrey's wife? He's just come home.
You're obsessed by him. We done that joke at the early podcast. It didn't work then, it doesn't work now.
No. Should we move on?
If we do it a third time, it'll work. We'll do it next time.
Okay.
Yes, move on. So, what are we going to do now? Dan versus John?
I guess so.
Let's do it. Boom. Who cares? So, Dan versus John, it's my turn to give you a question. Now, Dan,
yay.
I want you to get involved in this today.
In a sort of evocative dancing kind of way?
In a way that you get...
Notice I said evocative, not erotic then, so not too sick-inducing.
yeah. I want to ask you a question, and you can decide your question.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah. It's interactive, this is.
Right,
so I would like you to give me a word or two words that make up about roughly about 10 letters.
Just any two words?
Of any Norwich City type word.
Okay.
Could be anything, but as long as it's like roughly about 8 to 10 letters.
What, the word has to be 8 to 10 letters?
Yeah, roughly. Or it could be 3 words or 4 words, as long as it makes up to about 10 letters.
Relegation.
Relegation. Okay, then. Can you spell that?
I can, yep.
Okay, I want you to give me names of people that are in... the Norwich City Hall of Fame, but the last letter, the letter that spells out relegation, the R needs to be someone from the thing that ends with R.
Say this again.
For example.
I have no idea.
For example.
Yes, please.
Ewan Roberts is in the Hall of Fame and that begins with R.
Need
to spell out relegation.
That's quite fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Ewan Roberts.
Yeah. What do you need
now? I can have
him.
Can I have him?
Yeah, go on then.
Ewan Roberts, yeah?
You need to get all of them.
What do you mean? All the letters?
Yeah. You need an E now.
Okay.
Don't cheat.
Is Darren Eady in it?
Darren Eady is in it. Well done.
Way too fucking right. So what comes next? Rele.
I don't know. I can't spell relegation.
Yeah. L. Can't think of any L. L. Can I come back? No.
Yeah, if you want to, you can come back. I'll allow you to come back. I'm going down to L's. Okay. Good news, there isn't any L's.
There are no L's.
there might be. Oh, yes, there are. Yes, there are.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's a big L.
There's a big L?
Big L.
Oh, big L. Did he play for us?
Big L.
Was he the one with the bandage on the head?
Put Big L up top. People are going to go mental at you when you find out what the other Big L is.
Well, I'll go back to L,
okay.
I guess.
Yep. No, don't
hold
go
on,
back
to... there's managers in the Hall of Fame as well, isn't there?
Of course there are.
Oh, Paul Lambert then.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
So, another E.
Yeah. You're not going to get this.
Do that laugh again.
Oh, yes, you are. No, yes, you are. You could do. You could get this one. It's a bit of a surprise, but he's definitely in it. He's definitely in it.
struggling to think of any players beginning with E that...
Well, well, they have two E's.
Sorry?
It was two E's.
What's two E's?
His name.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Well, like ED?
No.
What do you mean it's two E's?
It's his name, his first name and his second name, two E's.
Oh, Efanikuku?
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Fame?
He is, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Go on then, keep going.
So what's, where am I? G. Oh, G.
G. Oh, man, there's loads of G's. Easy one.
Oh, yeah, I guess, well, any, there's three of them from 1993. Which one should I go? Who was my fave out of them? I know, even before then, I suppose. Dale Gordon?
Oh, I don't know, isn't it? Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, I was going to say.
There's quite a few, actually, isn't there?
Well, Gunn, I guess.
Yeah.
And Goss.
Yeah, and Green, Robert Green.
Rob Green's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough, he's probably... Yeah, no, yeah, I'd rather have him now. Well, no, maybe not.
Too late. Go on, keep going.
Okay, where am I? A?
Yeah.
Neil Adams in there?
Yep, he's in there.
No way.
Neil Adams is in
there. Bloody hell, they put anyone in there, don't they? any other A's in there?
Yep, quite a few.
Okay.
Three. Dean Ashton's in there.
All right, doesn't take... I mean, he's great for us, but...
He only played 44 games.
Yeah.
Go on, keep going. But Ron Ashton's in there, and he's class.
Okay, cool. Yeah, of course. So where are we now? T?
T. I'm going down to T. You're cheating a bit. Oh, it's a tricky one. I'm not going to help you.
T. No.
Tim Shepherd's in there as well.
Is he? Hmm. Who's he sandwiched between?
Delia Smith and Ron Saunders.
Ooh, a lovely sandwich.
A shepherd sandwich.
Ah. Cooked up by Delia Smith.
And tossed off over by Ron Saunders.
I can't think of any
teas. You're gonna. I feel like I want to spoil it a little bit because I'm quite enjoying this. He's an arsehole.
Oh.
And for
Malky
me,
Tamatakai.
For me, he's an arsehole.
Just for you.
For me, he's an arsehole. That's a good,
sounds like you put a request into him to be
good,
an arsehole.
That's a good clue. That's a good clue.
Oh, say that again.
For me, he's a good.
Oh, Andy Townsend.
Yeah, Andy Townsend in there.
Very good for me, Clive. Yeah. So where are we? I'd never have got Andy Townsend without that.
All right. I don't think he's any eyes. So you've lost.
You chose. Are there no eyes?
I don't think so. No.
Quite a rare.
Yeah.
It's a rare letter for a surname.
No, there isn't, unfortunately. Oh, well, never mind, mate. You had a good go.
Yeah, whatever. So what's next?
O.
O. Ooh.
There's no O's, probably, for fuck's sake. Why did you pick that word for? Yeah, there's no O's. Oh, yes, there is. There's one O. And I'm not helping you.
Oh, I know who exactly this is, because I've written 7,000 words on him, haven't I?
I wish you hadn't got this one, because that would have killed you.
Martin O'Neill.
Yeah, well done. And finally, another N. Have we done an end?
No. Unless you...
Yeah, there's one, two, three, four, five, six ends, okay? I'm not helping you.
Have I not won yet?
No.
I had to get all of them.
You had to get all of them. It's good, isn't it, this one?
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of two ends...
You could have chosen any word.
Yeah. I think I can think of two ends immediately, but...
Go on, then.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if some of the... Well, have I got more than one guess, or does it have to be right?
You've got two guesses.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, okay then. Rob Newman.
Yes, correct. Oh, shit, yeah. Didn't it? Well done. Who was the other one?
The other one I thought was John Newsom.
Yeah, he's in it as well.
There you go.
I tell you what, I've been fucking easier to say who's not in the bloody thing. God almighty.
I mean, Fotheringham is in there, I assume. And Josh Murphy been put in it yet?
Yeah, they're both of them are in there. And his mum, apparently. Josh Murphy's mum.
Okay, no, yeah, quite right as well.
Because she gave birth to both of them. Well done, her.
Okay. Ryan Bennett? and Ryan Bennett's guitar as well.
Oh, the two people who ran on through their throat of season tickets are Brian Gunner in there.
That's wonderful. Are they either side of Brian Gunner on the list?
Yeah.
And oh, well, that's good. That was a good fun one, that was.
Was it?
So there's no eyes then?
There's no eyes.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's Norwich City got against Eyes? Although there hasn't anyone been put in there for a while, has there? I wonder if they've like ended
is
it.
Is Holt in there?
Well, Grant Holt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose Holt and Lambert, or Drury, is he
Yeah,
in
Drury's
there?
In there. I think the last one they put was in 2012.
Yeah.
They haven't put anyone in there since 2012.
Wow. Johnny Howson's got to go in.
Yeah. Well, Russell Martin's got to be before
him. Yeah, Russell Martin will go in. John Ruddy probably as well.
Yeah.
That was good. I liked it. Enjoyed that, John.
Good. I'm glad. So there we go. What else we got to talk about?
Away.
Away. Oh, yeah, of course. Let's play the jingle.
Fucking get on with it.
So, we've got to play West Brom. Bloody West Brom. They're rubbish.
They are rubbish, aren't they?
I haven't read it yet, but you've written an angry letter towards Mr. Pulis.
Yeah.
And I feel a bit sorry for him, actually, because he's have to pay 3.5 million quid or something today.
Yes, to Steve Parish at Palace.
Yeah. And then some knob in a travel lodge is about to attack him.
No, I've got nothing against him as a human being. Fucking hell.
You're right.
It's not a controversial opinion, but
has it just hit you that you're a little man inside a travel lodge?
yeah, in a city full of 11 million people, and I'm talking to you rather than going out in London.
Brilliant.
Yeah. God, it's an existential crisis suddenly, which I never thought I'd get on the Little Yellow Bird podcast. But no, Pulis, I mean, aside from his time at Palace, when they were quite relatively, bordering on entertaining, he has stunk out at the Premier League. I mean, I think Stoke's story is amazing, and Stoke fans are rightly proud of what they've achieved and rightly proud of Pulis.
Oh, God, he's going on now, isn't you?
But... we've had this talk before, I think, yep. And you've said, well, you like the variety.
I do.
But I'm all for variety too, but there are shades of variety. Like, if you're going to watch three good, if you're going to want a variety of films, a comedy, like a horror and a thriller, you make sure they're, you make sure it's The Shining, a Woody Allen comedy, and, I don't know, like one of the Bourne films. You make sure they're really good films.
Yeah,
you don't then go and watch an Adam Sandler film for a bit of variety, do you?
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, no, that would do fine. Yep, that would do fine. But I don't think the variety argument doesn't really stack up, because it's got to be good variety. It's got to add a kind of, a subtlety or a nuance that other teams don't. Whereas like Allardyce's teams at least play with a bit of verve, and a bit of pace when they break, whereas Tony Pulis is just too bothered by putting central defenders in midfield and on the wings and that fullback as well, and probably in goal at some point. I quite like him. He seems quite honest, and he sort of remembered his lower league roots where he started and stuff like that. But he just bores the shit out of me. And we pay so much to watch Premier League football that I kind of, you don't have to be entertained all the time. But
are you reading your article right now? You just
no, not at all. Being entertained some of the time would be nice if you're a West Brom fan. Although I'm sure they're very happy that they're. In mid-table stasis at the moment, rather than battling relegation. And again, he's done a really good job there with a pretty mediocre side. But so there you go, ran over.
Well, that's all we have time for on the Little Yellow Bud Pod. No, all I was going to say is that I'm trying to get...
Let me say, by the way...
Oh, fucking hell, he's off again.
being a football snob, I don't mind long ball and direct football. It's not, Leicester City sit back, hit incredibly quickly and directly, and that's very entertaining. But the Harry Redknapp Portsmouth side were really fun, like giants everywhere, and they broke really quickly.
Giant ants?
No, I didn't say ants.
It sounded like, sound like giant ants everywhere.
The apocalypse. So yeah, long ball can be good and can be effective and can be fun, but Pulis's long ball is only effective. It's not fun at all.
Not fun at all.
So
talking of what's not fun, it's you ranting about Tony Pulis for 25 minutes.
You asked, eh?
I know I did.
Now
I spoke about Norwich. So let's talk about Norwich instead.
Yeah.
Now, to really, really quickly, to go back on your analogy about movies and what he would be.
Yeah.
I think he'd be... thing is, his style of play is effective, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah, so wasn't it like a movie that works, but it's just a bit rubbish?
What you mean, just pretty boring, but it's kind of...
Well, no, not necessarily boring. Well, kind of, I guess.
What do you mean, like an effective film?
Yeah, like it, you get something from it, but you just think, well, don't watch that again. It's kind of like a really crappy popcorn thriller. Did you ever see Before You Go to Sleep?
No.
Nicole Kidman was in it.
No.
It was all right, but once you've seen it, you never want to see it again.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose, yeah. You can you mean you can admire it, but then it's like, well, I admired it. I don't want to see that again.
Yeah, right? But it kind of, yeah, that's what I'm going to go for.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
What Tony Pugh's sides are.
But that's important to have in the cinema, though, isn't it?
No.
It is.
Why instead of that, do you not then just have another even better film then?
Because it lets other people who aren't very good at football have a chance to be in the Premiership.
Well, but that's... But that's the whole point of it's democratic, isn't it? Football, so the quality rises to the top. So it's not all about, you know. There's no place for just letting some shithouse people in, is there?
Shithouse people in. Okay, let's talk about Norwich because that's what we're here for, I believe.
So yes, this is pretty big, isn't it? Because we've got the Tyne and Wear derby the day after, and lose and Sunderland win, that would be them 4 points ahead of us with a game in hand, I think, as well. So
Newcastle still got a game in hand on us as well, haven't they?
As do Sunderland now.
Actually, everyone listening to this, if you hear or see anyone say, so what result do we want against Newcastle and Sunderland then, guys? If you hear that or anyone tweet that, you are legally allowed to send them abuse.
Yeah, I think you're legally allowed to do that anyway.
Physical abuse you're allowed as well, I think. It's kind of like the Purge. There's no laws against it.
Yeah.
You can just attack them. So
there's a Twitter Purge. So, John, what Twitter result purge. Do you think would be best between Newcastle and Sunderland?
Well, 4-0 to Newcastle, obviously, so that's the end of that. has there ever been like a proper like massive three sending offs, injuries, cruciate ligament snapping left, right and centre? Because that's the sort of shit that I want. Oh, an earthquake. Yeah, well, some sort of earthquake.
Sunderland have won their last five, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think they've won the last five anyway against Newcastle. So, but yeah, nice 0-0 would be good. But West Brom, are we going to win there? And why are we going to win there? Or why are we going to lose there?
Would you take a 0-0?
No.
Why?
Need wins now. There's 9 games left.
It's all right. A 0-0.
And we're playing... Oh, shit. Are you still there?
Yep.
Cool. My laptop's fallen asleep. We need wins, and it's a winnable game. I know they've won, they've got 10 out of the last 12 points, I think, and they're safe now. So essentially, we're playing what, you know, everyone says or tells us are the easiest games at this stage of the season is against teams with nothing to play for. What we just need to avoid is how we played against Villa, Bournemouth, and how I'm told we were played against Swansea, which was, you know, with fearful sort of, you know, we haven't played well under pressure recently very well, have we? We do all right against the big sides when nothing's expected of us. When stuff is expected of us, we don't play very well, and that needs to change if we have any hope of staying up, and that really needs to change on Saturday as well.
Totally agree. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, seem to rise against teams when we, well, except for Tottenham, obviously, but we seem to rise against Leicester and Man City and Chelsea and Liverpool. Yeah. And even people complaining about West Ham. Look where West Ham are. They're fifth, pushing into fourth. What a great result that would have been. I mean, if it was, you know, Arsenal and we got a 2-2, people would be happy with it. Because we were 2-0 up and we squandered the chance to beat them.
Yeah,
same with Chelsea and the Tottenham and the Liverpool game, sorry. So there we go.
Yeah,
I think we've covered quite a lot today, haven't we?
Yeah. So score prediction for Saturday?
I honestly think it's going to be 0-0 again. I think we might go for a 0-0, a really crappy draw, and I think we'll be happy. I think Alex Neil will be happy with it.
I think we're going to squeeze out a 1-0 win.
Ooh, a squeezy win. Yeah. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I think we're going to do a win. I'm literally about to... I've just got an email from the person I'm doing the preview with, so...
Cool.
I'm about to find out much more stuff about them than I could offer on the podcast.
Who are you doing it with?
Nick Masheter, who works for the Press Association. He's actually a Norwich fan, but covers West Brom for the PA.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's got a foot in both camps.
Good man.
And that'll be out on Friday on the Little Yellow Bird Project.
All right, well, thanks for that then, Cher. We'll speak to you very soon, mate.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
That's rather abrupt.
Why? What do you mean? What do you mean to do? Like, send you kisses and things? No, you hang up.
We're supposed to say
no,
bye.
No, you hang up first.
You know, we're supposed to say bye to our listener.
Bye, listener. I love you.
Thank you for listening again.
I forgot about people. I forgot this is actually other people listen to this sometimes when I do
no,
it.
Not just chatting on Skype for some inane reason.
I just want to talk to you, Dan. That's all I want. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Well done.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Make sure you sneak out and Jake doesn't know it, you.
Yeah. And make sure that you say, I love you to people.
Next week we'll be back to normal. We'll be in the same room today. We might have a special guest as well.
Oh, yeah. We might do.
Yeah,
no, we will. Should we say who it is?
No, not yet.
What do you mean?
Well,
you can't do that because people want to know now.
Well, no, we're just in case it doesn't happen. So
it will happen. We'll force it to happen. It's no one massive, though, is it? People are going, oh, my God, who's going to be? It's going to be fucking... Alex Neil is going to be on. It's not Alex Neil.
Not a former player, but it's someone who's in the media essentially. So
who is it?
It's not Jay Comfrey.
Oh,
no, it's not.
Actually, no. I said it'll be better the third time. It wasn't.
What? Oh right, yeah. Cool. Anyway, let's go, eh?
Bye.
So that was fun.
See you soon, everyone.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.